This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Movies. We love them. Film festivals. Toronto has them. Dozens and dozens of film festivals. Welcome to the Film Festivals in Toronto podcast, part of a project on Rabble.ca to celebrate the many festivals of film in Canada's biggest city. So turn the lights down. The show is starting.
Hello, this is Matt Adams, your host for the Film Festivals in Toronto podcast, or the FIT show. Today I'm speaking to Diana Cadavid from the CineCuba Film Festivals. That's going to be running November 1 through 5 right here in Toronto at the Royale, which is at 608 College Street. You can learn more about CineCuba at cinecuba.ca, or perhaps by just listening to this interview. Let's raise the curtain and hear the show. So Diana, thanks for chatting with me today about CineCuba.
No, thank you for inviting me.
So it's three festivals in one, and that's a little bit different. So can you explain to folks what you mean by that? Why is it three festivals in one and not CineCuba as a single festival? What's going on there?
Well, since the history of Cuban cinema is very, an extensive history, and we wanted to be able to show different sides of how filmmaking happens in Cuba and from Cuba. So we decided to divide the programming tip in three parts. The first part is retrospective on Stella Bravo. She's a documentary filmmaker. She's already 85 years old, and she's originally from New York, but she's been working in Cuba and Latin America for over four decades, and she's been very, very involved in the whole political situation of 60s, 70s, 80s in Latin America. The second part is a showcase of films by ICAIC. ICAIC is the government office created by the Communist Party. It was the first office created after the revolution. So a few months, 4 months after the revolution won, this office was created, and they've been in charge of the production, let's say, of Cuba. And the third part is a showcase of short films made by an organization that's called CWFN, Cuban Women Filmmaker Network. And as its name says, they work with women exploring, very personal and different ways to express, female values in Cuba, and trying to fight against the patriarchal society they were raised in.
Wow. And so then back to the beginning with the Bravo, the retrospective, she's doing a premiere, right, of a film, Mandela and Fidel. That's correct?
Yes, that's correct. So that's the first film we're showing, which is November 1st at 6 p.m. at the Royal. Everything is happening at the Royal. And Stella is presenting the North American premiere of Mandela and Fidel. And this is a documentary that she made with a ton of material she had collected throughout the years, where she followed Fidel and Mandela, in number of occasions. She made a documentary called Fidel that was here in 2001 and was programmed at TIFF, and with all this extra material that she had collected, she's made two films, anecdotes about Fidel and Mandela and Fidel.
And then she's going to be there, is that correct?
Yeah, she's going to be here. We have a talk with her at Ryerson at 3:30 p.m. on October 31st, which will be very interesting. And then she will be presenting all her films, both for the opening night on November 1st and then over the weekend.
And then the film that comes out of the Cuban Film Institute, Cuban Institute of Film, the government films, what's the range of those? Like, is there sort of a large range of the content and style of the film, or they tend to be fairly narrow and not as broad, or what's happening there? What can people expect?
Well, very broad thematics, but they're all features, and we're presenting them with a short film are opening for the feature film. The short films are animated short films, you know, with like great production quality, and that also express a lot of, you know, like what Cuba is, or what how Cuba is perceived outside, but that it's also lived inside the country. So tons of music, very compelling stories, all of them fiction, and all of them dramas.
And is this festival always featured stuff from the Cuban Institute of Film?
Yes, we've always done the festival starting in 2009, and so far it's had like a biannual edition. So the first time in 2009 again was like a we showed a compilation of films from Icaic. 2011 again the same situation, because basically they have all the archives and all the production that Cuba has done throughout the years. Right now in Cuba, there are a ton of things happening that are extremely interesting in terms of how it is opening, and how there are independent filmmakers who are doing films outside of the Icaic and their traditional ways of production. But so far, the films made by Icaic, which is, you know, like everything that's happened since the revolution, they haven't really been shown outside of Cuba much, unless like the classic ones, you know, like Memories of Underdevelopment and this kind of emblematic films. But there's a lot of production that hasn't been shown, so we started wanting to do that, you know, like wanting to bring to Toronto films that are otherwise are very difficult to have access to.
And do you think that they're, sorry?
No, go ahead.
Do you think that there's sort of, is there sort of archetypal Cuban films? You know, people would say, well, this is a style of French film, or this is an Italian thing. Are there things within Cuban film that you think sort of signify or typify Cuban cinema?
Well, of course, their stories are very concerned with their way of life. You know, that somehow the idea of isolation, living in an island, you know, like the only communist island, all the years that they faced, you know, like sort of like international repression and the difficulties that they face in economic terms, that's definitely very common in their films. There are filmmakers currently exploring other ways, you know, other thematics, to talk about like Cuban society. But yeah, I think it is a common theme. I guess that's from everywhere, you know, like you want to express the social circumstances in which you grow, or the things that you see in the place where you're growing. And with the case of Cuba, definitely reflects isolation.
And then you have the Cuban Women in Film series. Is that new for the festival this year?
Yeah, that's new for the festival. This is a compilation of shorts, 21 shorts that have toured the States already. So they were in LA, they were in New York, they were in Miami, and they've been very, very well received, because they show a huge, well, you can imagine 21 shorts. So there is a wide range of stories and of concerns coming from women that are producing with very little resources and still manage to do very interesting work and very compelling work. So we are very happy having this series here. And we have some representatives from the organization, La Red, coming to Toronto also to present the films. And we wanted to do this, like to have these three sort of separate parts within the program, so that we can have a discussion about production within Cuba, you know, different ways of production from, you know, like high quality productions with more, like with larger budgets, and also short films that are made with very little resources.
Yeah, that's great. So you have a huge range here. And then you said you have folks coming in, and you have on Monday, November 4th, and Tuesday, November 5th is the focus of the Cuban Women in Film series. And then, so the whole thing, as you said, happens at the Royale, which is on College Street in Toronto. It's their 75th anniversary. And how do people get tickets? You have sort of different ways of getting tickets. What are their different options?
Well, there are two options. One, first of all, we have the first 200 seats in the theater are free. So if you're just around and you want to stop by, catch one of the films, you can come in for free if we have still like those 200 seats available. But if you want to be part of the talks, come to the opening party, which is going to be great. You know, mojitos, Cuban music at the Tiki Bar on College, and we have a networking cocktail on Monday the 4th, and also for the closing night party. If you can also attend all these events, you can buy. You can get a VIP pass. We are doing it through this site called WagJag, so you can log in and purchase the VIP pass there. The price for the VIP pass right now is $49, and you can also just go to our webpage, that's cineqa.ca, and all the instructions on how to get this pass is there. We recommend the pass because of having access to talking to the filmmakers in a more, you know, like personal way, and come to these parties, which are always like great opportunities to also see who from Toronto and from the city is attending these events, and you know, as create like these events always create conversation and create the space for deeper dialogue on what's happening with film festivals. You know, like for example, we've gotten a lot of really like great responses and support from other film festivals that are dealing with issues of women or diaspora, or you know.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing festival, and there's this incredible community of film festivals around Toronto, which is what we're trying to do here. Very pleased to hear about this one. We encourage people to attend. It is November 1 through 5th, again at the Royal Theatre in Little Italy, and there's films and exhibits and talks. And as Diana said, there is actually free tickets available, but people should pick up a pass and go to everything. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
No, thank you very much for the space, and we really hope to see people like to see you there throughout the festival, and not only to support CineCuba, but all the other smaller, more like community-based film festivals in Toronto. That it's so bright and so diverse.
Thank you, Dana.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Diana Cadapi, the production manager of CineCuba, which runs from November 1 through 5 right here in Toronto at the Royal Theatre at 608 College Street. You can go to cinecuba.ca for more information. And to get more information about film festivals in Toronto, head on over to rabble.ca/features/series/FFIT. The easier way to do it is to browse by topic and pick arts and culture. This has been Matt Adams, your host for the Fit Podcast. See you next time.